NFC coaches met with the media on the final day at the NFL annual meeting. Pete Carroll and Jim Harbaugh are at the top of the class. Carroll talked about staying on top.
In our approach in particular, we're trying to always amplify the uniqueness of the players that we have and the qualities that they bring. And so the philosophy will never change. Sometimes the look of it could, because the players change and the guys are actually executing it. Hopefully, the philosophy that's in place is the one that we ride through the next year and the next year and the next year, because that's where we'll be our most powerful.
Jim Harbaugh talked about the Cleveland trade rumors and free agency, but re-signing quarterback Colin Kaepernick is also a major issue with the 49ers.
We were aggressive in free agency. We were we got some things done. We got, you know, we missed out on a few, but we were in there slugging. I don't think there was anything that was set aside. This is Colin's money, or this is, you know, Alden Smith, or, you know, somebody else down the road.
Saints coach Sean Payton talked about having signed Bird is the word, Jairus Bird.
In the case of Jairus, it was one of those where you're from afar, you just keep waiting. All right, who else is going to visit him first, or how? And then, you know, his plane has landed. Okay, perfect. All right, and then so it's a process, and then you know, you celebrate that process when all of a sudden there's a decision that's made.
Carolina coach Ron Rivera talked about his quarterback Cam Newton's mysterious ankle injury.
Well, I think the biggest thing is it won't be that nagging injury. It won't be that one that pops up here or pops up there, and you know, and knock on wood, it continues to get better. You know, because it was a nagging injury since the time he'd been here with us to now. I mean, every year was the same thing. It was something that happened prior to him coming to us. And it's just one of those things that you sprain it and it just continues to get loose and loose and sore and sore. You know, this was the first off season that it didn't heal as quickly. And he was concerned, talked to our doctors, did the MRI, and then they concluded the best thing for it was to do surgery.
The Falcons had a fall from grace in 2013, and head coach Mike Smith talked about getting back to the success the team enjoyed in 2012.
And then as a staff, we've got to do a great job of evaluating the strengths and the weaknesses of our football team.
Is she still gorgeous?
And we've got to play to our strengths, okay, and try to hide our weaknesses. No roster is a perfect roster. And that's the thing that we have to do a better job of as a coach and staff.
Eagles coach Chip Kelly drew a huge crowd of media.
I think our pass rush got better. You know, I think as our players got better, just like I think our defense was better at the end of the year than it was at the beginning of the year. So, you know, I think our players will continue to improve. We're excited about where we are as a defense going into year two. You know, in terms of those guys having a wealth of knowledge and understanding of what we're doing. But can we improve our pass rush? Do we need to improve our pass rush? But I think we need to improve those.
Read about my interviews with NFC North rookie head coaches Jim Caldwell and Mike Zimmer on Packers.com. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchman in Orlando.